Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's not a hypothetical situation, but I'm going to run it by Mo as though it happened to him. So there you are. You are on a first date, right? And the woman that you're dating, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's got a lot of money in the bank, right? And while you're out with her, during the conversation, she asks you about your bank account info. She wants to see some paper.
All right?
She wants to actually see how much you got in your bank account. Do you go for it? You immediately leave.
Absolutely not. I'm not showing her my bank account information on a first date. I probably would leave.
And to be honest, like, if you're leaving all your money in a checking or savings account, well, then you're being stupid with your money. Like, you need it in better accounts that are going to get you better interest.
So Sophia Franklin has a podcast called Sophia with an F. She used to be part of Call Her Daddy. And she was on TikTok last week, and she's saying she does this now. So if she's out on a date with a guy, because she's very successful, right? She'll ask the dude about his bank account and his bank account info. So here she is talking about it on the podcast.
I'm not joking. I have asked the last three dudes I've dated for their bank account info on the first date.
I don't judge people's actions. I look at the intention behind it. So, like, why do you ask for that?
Because I only want to date a wealthy guy that has money.
Valid. So you're getting straight to the point.
I think, you know, I have a job. I'm very successful. So I think I have every f-ing right to be like, hi, are we on the same level or am I wasting my time? Hmm.
So the problem here is that the only value she's looking at is money.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, let's...
She says
let's
level.
Call it what it is. That's a shallow thing. I mean, it's one thing to want somebody that is capable and can take care of themselves, et cetera, but you only want to date somebody who is wealthy. I feel like you're missing out on a lot of good guys. That's just my personal take because my husband wasn't wealthy and he's, I think, far and above greater than any of the rich guys that I ever dated. I dated rich dudes who drove fancy cars.
Invited you to New York and spit cheese on your feet.
That was something completely different. And that was the intern that had her feet spit with cheese on. But, you know, if that's what's going to make you happy, then so be it. But I don't think that's really what's going to make you happy.
She's putting all the value on money, like you say with Bart, right?
Yeah.
So there's got to be equity or it has to be equal in the relationship somehow, some way. So if somebody's bringing all that cash in, then somebody else in the relationship has to, like your relationship is a perfect example.
But we're talking years down the road. If you are just starting to date somebody, like you're getting to know them and their bank account is going to determine whether or not you go on a second date with them. That's shallow. Mm.
Well, then don't call it dating. Call it looking for a sugar daddy, because that to me is what that communicated. Because if you care so much that you need physical proof of how much somebody makes, you're not looking for a partner. You're looking for a bank account, literally.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I don't believe in this at all. But she's not looking for a sugar daddy. She's got her own money and she's saying, like, look, I'm making this money. I'm doing my podcast every day. I bust my ass. So I want somebody that's on equal footing for me. So she doesn't really need a sugar daddy. She's just looking for somebody financially actually equal, but she's eliminating everything else that somebody might bring to the relationship to make it equal.
I get that she wants somebody to match her energy. If that's your preference, do you. But at the end of the day, it just seems like there's something to asking somebody, what do you do for a living? What are you doing with your life? How ambitious are you? Can you provide if I need you to? That's fine. But to ask for my actual number, to compare it to your number on a first date, and that's all you're going off, yeah, you're going to have a rough time out here.
So she, again, and here I am sticking up for her, right? She's saying she's only doing this for efficiency. She doesn't have a whole bunch of time to be dating dudes that are scrubs and stuff like that. So she's saying the same thing you're saying, Mo, except she's doing it in the first couple of minutes.
So what happens when you meet a guy that does match that but has nothing else you're looking for?
Because
I feel like you're going to run into that quite often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like it should be more.
And I get she wants to be protective of what she has built financially and doesn't want a guy coming in and skimming off of her hard work and taking her money, etc. But yeah, I like, if roles were reversed, I couldn't fathom going out with a guy and him being like, all right, I got to see your bank accounts to know that you're on equal footing and the same level as me.
She just needs to do what I do and look up their address on Zillow, see what they paid for their house. It's a lot less creepy, and you get to see what the inside of their condo looks like.
Do you really do that?
Yes, I told you guys this.
She didn't tell us that.
That was one of the reasons I stayed with a guy. He's like, he owns a condo in a part of town that I really like. I kid you not, it was a really nice condo. Anyway.
Have you ever started to date a guy and then looked up where he lives on Zillow and the house is just trash and you're like, I'm not going out with this guy again?
No, because I wouldn't date a guy who would buy a trash house.
All right, let's get back to this email here. He's worried about his fiance putting on some weight after they get married. I guess we haven't covered this one yet. Yeah, so this one's going to be really, really met with not a lot of embrace, I don't think.
Yeah, and I think he knows that. Hey, Burt Show, I know I'm going to get blasted, which is why I'd like you to keep me anonymous. I'm engaged to the love of my life. We've been together for 6 years, and we'll be getting married next spring. We're one of the last couples of our friend group to get married. There's something I've noticed about the other couples who are married. Every single one of them has gained a substantial amount of weight since getting married. I'm talking about both the wife and husband, and not just a few pounds. There's the freshman 15 when you go to college. Apparently, there's the newlywed 35 after you get married. I'm genuinely concerned that my fiance will follow suit. Hear me out before you dub me the most shallow man on the face of the earth. Oh, we got a theme going on here.
Yeah, right.
Fitness isn't only my job, but it's my life. It's what brings me joy. My fiance and I met at the gym, and fitness and health has been a big part of our relationship. So many married couples we know have become sedentary and overly comfortable. How can I assure that doesn't happen to us? It's truly got me wondering if marriage is right for us, or rather me. Why can't we just stay engaged? Not sure how I can sell that one to my fiance.
Yeah, because people don't put on weight during the engagement. It's only when they get married. Who wants to go first? Cass is all ready. Just ready.
She's jumping at the bit.
Well, first of all, this is not the love of your life. Because if it was, you wouldn't worry about the weight gain. So probably break up with her and do her a favor. But if you're insistent on marrying her, you should know there have been studies done that show research shows that happy couples gain weight at the beginning of the relationship into commitment. So if you were to gain weight, and the reverse isn't true. So if you don't gain weight, it doesn't mean you're an unhappy couple, but it means you're happy. There is something about being comfortable. The thing is, if you love fitness, then love fitness. If you like to go to the gym, then go to the gym. Nobody is stopping you from doing that. And there, unless your fiance has been trending in a way to make you think otherwise, that she's going to stop doing those activities with you, there's nothing to worry about except your own fat phobia. And that's what this is. Because why would you be worried about your fiance gaining weight if your friends are gaining weight, if she is still happy and you're still in love with her? Now, if she tries to stop you from going to the gym and stop you from doing the things that you love, that's a different issue, and I would have problems with that as well. Just be who you are and let her be who she is and be happy together.
Crazy ideas.
Here's the thing. I think they should break up, because if I found out that my fiance had submitted this letter into a radio show, you would be doing me a favor by getting rid of this relationship. And here's the thing. if fitness and health is genuinely a big part of your relationship and a big part of your life, that's not going to change just because you get married if it's a healthy relationship. If you have a lifestyle that you two have followed consistently and it hasn't really changed much throughout the relationship, putting a ring on it isn't going to change anything.
Sounds to me like the dude just doesn't want to be married. That's kind of how I read it, because, I mean, I don't even see why this is a concern. And then to say, like, why can't we just stay engaged? So you want to present that idea to your fiance who you're about to get married to, that maybe marriage is not the right thing. If you're not excited going into a marriage, and obviously it's not for you, and it seems like he's using this as an excuse to hide behind it because he just truly doesn't want to be married.
I think this young fella has layers of issues that he could probably work out in some therapy sessions.
Get it? The Burt Show.